Sport on RTE Radio 1.
With us this morning is Pádraig Lodge.
Good morning, Rachel. Scotland produced the result of the night in the Euro qualifiers. Scott McTominay scored twice as the Scots stunned Spain 2-0 at Hampden Park. It's Scotland's first win over Spain since 1984 and ensures they top the group on 6 points from 2 games. In Cardiff, Wales were 1-0 winners over Latvia. The Welsh have a win and a draw from their opening 2 fixtures. The Republic of Ireland under-19s missed out on qualification for the European Championships as a result of their 1-0 defeat last night to Greece at Ferry Carrick Park in Wexford. The Greeks go through to the finals. Aidan O'Rourke will manage the Donegal footballers for the Championship. He was head coach under ousted manager Paddy Carr. Former Derry player Paddy Bradley will be his assistant. Donegal faced down in the Ulster Championship in Newry on the 23rd of April. Speaking on Game On, former Sligo captain Neil Ewing predicted that an upcoming training camp will strengthen the bond between the Donegal players.
The county board seem to be very keen to give the impression that they're very open into listening to the opinion of the players, so I assume the players are very keen for Aidan O'Rourke to stay on. I know it was agreed last week that a training camp they had planned for Carton House in the coming week or two is going ahead. So, you know, I think I can imagine a real bunker mentality at that training camp for the 3 or 4 days they spend in Carton House. Aidan O'Rourke has a lot of experience. You know, he's managed Louth, he's been a selector in Kildare, Down and Armagh. So, you know, huge knowledge of the game. You know, he's involved in Queen's University as well. So, you know, very at the forefront of kind of all, you know, the tactical innovations in the game as well. So he won't lack for any knowledge. And that game in Newry is going to be a cracker because it's two teams that really have a point to prove going into it. Down are going to be itching to show that they're maybe better than their Division 3 status. And Donegal have to put in a performance that's going to restore a lot of pride in the jersey and get the supporters back behind the players and the county again.
That's Neil Ewing. Dublin sealed their place in the Airgrid under-20 Leinster Football Championship semi-finals with a 15-point victory over Louth at Parnell Park. A roundup of last night's under-20 action and the minor action too is available online at rte.ie/sport. Páirc Caoimh will stage this year's Allianz Hurling League final. The clash of Limerick and Kilkenny has been given a 2 o'clock throw-in on Sunday week. Thurles was unavailable as it's hosting a Munster Football Championship game between Tipperary and Waterford. In rugby, Connacht have appointed former captain John Muldoon to their coaching team on a 2-year deal. Muldoon, who played for the province for 15 years, will have responsibility for the line-out and maul. Kyron Wilson eased into the semi-finals of the Tour Championship in Hull with a 10-4 win over Ali Carter. The world number 7 knocked in a break of 1-3-7 in the second frame as he raced into a 5-0 lead and he never looked back from there. Wilson will face Ding Junhui in the semis. Jockey Holly Doyle is to make her comeback at Newcastle on Friday. Doyle took a crashing fall at Wolverhampton in the middle of January, both fracturing and dislocating her elbow, as well as suffering ligament damage. A total of 57 horses remain in the entries for the Aintree Grand National. Willie Mullins and Gordon Elliott have more horses entered between them than all the British trainers combined. In tennis, Indian Wells champions Carlos Alcaraz and Elina Rybakina stayed on course to complete the so-called Sunshine Double with straight sets wins at the Miami Open. Finally, back to Gaelic games. Sad to report the death of former Dublin hurler and footballer Jimmy Gray. He was goalkeeper on the last Dublin team to contest an All-Ireland hurling final when they lost to Tipperary in 1961. He was also chairman of the Dublin County Board through the 1970s and appointed Kevin Heffernan as Dubs football manager in 1973.
And a founding member of one of the largest GA clubs in the country, Na Fianna on Movie Road in Dublin. Pádraig Lodge, thank you